Ugh, Nancy Mason, Republicans endangering women by not allowing men in women's spaces. By Hannah Knudsen on November 21, 2024. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, believes Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, and her allies are endangering women by fighting for the rights of women by barring biological men from using women's private spaces at the U.S. Capitol. The Democrat senator weighed in on the ongoing battle following Mace's plan to introduce a bill preventing biological men to use women's facilities at the U.S. Capitol, as Mace made clear that forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect. The effort, which Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, has, at least, privately, signaled he will support, comes as transgender Delaware Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, D., a man who believes he is a woman, is set to join the House of Representatives in January. Ocasio-Cortez is positively outraged, contending that this move to protect women in private spaces actually does the opposite. Not allowing biological men who identify as women to use private women's spaces such as changing rooms or restrooms actually endangers women, according to the Democrat. What Nancy Mace and what Speaker Johnson are doing are endangering all women and girls, she began. Because if you ask them, what is your plan on how to enforce this, they won't come up with an answer. Because of this, Ocasio-Cortez believes it is opening the door for assault, painting a picture of a grim world where someone checks the private parts of women before they enter such facilities to make sure they are, indeed, biological women. No one has suggested that. And what it inevitably results in are women and girls who are primed for assault because they want. Because people are going to want to check their private parts in suspecting who is trans and who is this, and who's doing what, she claimed. And so the idea that Nancy Mace wants little girls and women to drop tro in front of who, an investigator? Who would that be? In order, because she wants to suspect and point fingers at who she thinks is trans, is disgusting. It is disgusting, she continued, also claiming that preventing biological men from using single-sex spaces designated for women would open the door to bullying women who do not wear skirts because they think she might not look woman enough. People have a right to express themselves, to dress how they want and to be who they are. And if a woman doesn't look woman enough to a Republican, they want to be able to inspect her genitals to use a bathroom, Ocasio-Cortez claimed. It's disgusting. And everybody, no matter how you feel on this issue, should reject it completely, she said, claiming that Mace is only pushing this so she can fundraise of it. They're not doing this to protect people. They're endangering women. They're endangering girls of all kinds and everybody should reject it, she said. It's gross. Mace's bill specifically states that any member, delegate, resident commissioner, officer, or employee of the House may not use a single-sex facility, including a restroom, changing room, or locker room, in the Capitol or House office buildings, other than those corresponding to the biological sex of such individual. It has nothing to do with if someone looks woman enough, as Ocasio-Cortez suggested. It is wholly rooted in biological sex. Mace has gone on a fence on her effort, telling reporters, I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no, I'm not going to stand for it, she said. And the speaker said it would be in the House rules package. If it's not, I'll be ready with a motion, a privileged motion, to force a vote on this. This is not okay. I'm a survivor of rape, I'm a survivor of sexual abuse, and I'm not going to allow any man in any female private space. End of story, she continued, noting that she has even received death threats from men pretending to be women over this issue. Why is it that these crazy people, the insanity, the radical left are willing to kill women over a man's right to be in a women's restroom? She asked. Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect, Mace said when asked if forcing McBride, the incoming transgender lawmaker, to use the facility that corresponds with his biological sex is treating him with dignity and respect. I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room and our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms and women's bathrooms, she said, adding, and in fact, if you agree with that, you're crazy, because that's not okay. It's not okay. McBride released a statement on Wednesday, writing, "I'm not here to fight about bathrooms. Like all members, I will follow the rules as outlined by Speaker Johnson. Even if I disagree with him," McBride added.